BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
If it's any comfort, Jazza, winning the tallest sunflower meant the world to Rosie. I was over at Brookfield yesterday.
You didn't tell them it was me that dug it up, did you?
Of course I didn't. Although they're desperate to know how it ended up in the village hall. Now, where do you think Plato's bust looks best? Here next to the bed or on the chest of drawers?
I think it's fine now.
Yeah, me too.
I hope the prof agrees. Are you no worried about raging you didn't follow his instructions? That message for Robert was clear.
Look, it was Dad's idea to redecorate. He wanted me and Denise to make the place feel more like our own home.
I know, but still...
If we'd left all his old furniture in the living room, there'd be no point. Admittedly, the bookcase does take up a lot of space. But it means he's got all his favourite tomes to hand.
True.
And the artefacts he has dotted round the bungalow, well, now they're all together. Yeah, I think he'll love it. But like sleeping in his very own private museum.
I guess... Me, I prefer sleeping with things a wee bit less ancient, but you're right. It might be for your da.
Yeah, a bedroom fit for the great philosopher himself. Now we just need to pick him up from the station.
Harrison?
Oh. Linda, what's up?
Oh, is everything okay? I heard the car pull up a good 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Just taking a moment to decompress. It's been one of those days.
Ah, I understand. I've had quite a day of it too, pursuing my inquiries. I had hoped Fallon might shed some light.
You're not still investigating what happened with the pies?
I am indeed. I didn't expect Fallon to incriminate Kenton or Jolene, but I did think I might be able to glean something about the nature of their competitiveness. Motive is such an important factor, as you well know.
True enough.
Not that they're my sole focus, you understand. It turns out Jazza was mysteriously missing during the fire alarm too, as was Derek Fletcher.
Derek?
Neither of them had fruit pies in the competition, it's true.
So what's their motive?
Well, that's what I intend to ascertain. Jean's pie somehow survived. It came runner-up. And she and Derek have been known to enjoy a close relationship.
That's quite a stretch.
I must admit, with such a paucity of hard evidence, I do feel... Well, I do feel I'm somewhat clutching at straws.
That's it, Prof.
Stop there.
I am in the living room now.
You are indeed. Go on, then. Open your eyes.
Well?
Do you like it?
It's very different. Did you get my message from Robert?
We did.
Aye.
The problem was, when we'd finished painting and we brought your furniture back in, it just didn't suit the new style.
I can see that.
It's all still here, mind.
Yeah, the cabinets in the hallway and the bookcases in your bedroom, with the books categorised and alphabetised exactly as you left them.
Right.
And we've displayed all your old knick-knacks in your room.
Old knick-knacks?
Ah, you know, like the cup with a wee man on it.
You mean the Kylix?
That's the one.
Come on, why don't you sit down? It's not as if we've removed everything. I mean, don't you think the painting of the Parthenon looks great on that wall?
Yes, I suppose so.
Come on, Prof, make yourself comfy.
I will do if I can just find space amongst all these cushions.
Yeah, that's something I've learned about Denise. She loves her soft furnishings.
Just lean forward a bit, Prof.
What?
You're still sitting on one of them.
Oh.
So, now you've had a chance to absorb everything. Are you pleased?
Well, surely the more pertinent question is, are you?
Yeah, well, we're delighted. And not just with how it looks. Denise and I have spent so long not having anywhere we could properly feel comfortable. Now we've got a space of our own.
Well, in that case, I'm delighted too.
Really? You're sure about that?
It's what I wanted, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but...
Oh. Is that Denise now?
I wouldn't have thought so. I gave her the spare key. Let me go and see. Jazza?
Aye?
Tell Dad what we found behind the bookcase.
Oh, you remember we threw that birthday party for Alistair?
Yeah, the one to make up for me never having one as a child.
You remember how boozy it got?
We found one of the darts from the adult pin the tail on the donkey.
Yes, all right. Give me a chance. Linda. Hi.
Good evening, Alistair. Apologies for disturbing you, but I was leaving Derek's and I couldn't help but notice you returning home with Jazzer.
That's right.
I need to speak to him in connection with the disturbing incident at the Flower and Produce Show involving the fruit pies.
Oh, I see.
Would it be possible to come in?
Oh, feeling better after a shower.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I could do with one too. I need to wash my hair. Can't walk into the pitch tomorrow with it looking like this.
Oh, I think it looks great, love.
Oh, thanks, but I really don't. First things first, though. I need to finish prepping samples. You know, at least Chelsea was working this afternoon. Even then, though, I think Natasha reckons I've got, like, 4 pairs of hands.
Right.
Goodness knows how the tea room's going to function without me tomorrow.
Love, what's this?
Hmm? Oh, don't read that. Sorry, it's my victim personal statement. I've been making a few notes and I'm not getting very far.
Oh, right.
Here, let's put it out of the way. Don't want food getting on it.
So is Natasha still buying it, then?
Sorry, what?
About the doctor's appointment. Isn't that the excuse you give for needing tomorrow afternoon off?
Oh, yes. No, she's not said anything. As soon as I mentioned it with medical, she said fine. I feel bad for lying.
Yeah, of course.
But it was that or admitting I don't want to work for Bridge Farm no more.
Sure.
Can I get to the spices?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Talking of not feeling like you want to work somewhere, now's not the best time.
Harrison, but... you're in the way again.
Oh, sorry. What do you want me to start?
Oh, look, it's lovely to have you home, but I've a million and one things to do. I need to make sure these recipes are spot on.
Oh, of course.
You know how important tomorrow is.
Oh, no, no worries. You can wait.
Oh, thank you. Love you, babe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love you too.
As you may be aware, I am investigating the ignominious goings-on at Sunday's Flower and Produce Show.
Ignominious?
Despicable, disreputable, beneath contempt.
Got you.
My inquiries have revealed that you were seen lingering outside the village hall in the minutes leading up to the fire alarm being set off. Is that correct?
It's possible, I suppose.
Well, surely you must know.
You
were there?
No.
Which one?
Look, so what if he was there, Linda? It doesn't prove anything.
I haven't finished, Alistair. Given you seem to be denying you were in the vicinity, it then seems odd that nobody remembers seeing you during the entire period in which everyone congregated outside. Would you care to explain that?
Look, there could be all sorts of reasons. Doesn't mean he
and
was...
And that's not all. I gather you then reappeared inside the hall shortly after everyone was allowed to return. Now, of course, it's possible that you came in through the front door, but I think not, as, thanks to a sudden call of nature, Mr. Simmons was one of the first to re-enter. Who should he see rapidly exiting the lavatory but you, Jazza? Most tellingly of all, Mr. Simmons tells me he heard neither flush nor you washing your hands.
Well, that's not entirely out of the ordinary.
Alistair.
No, sorry, but if Linda's using it to suggest...
It's not worth it. She's got me banking rights.
No, but that's not what
I
she's
talking...
I should
have been honest to begin with.
No, hang on, wait.
You most certainly should.
Jazza.
I just didn't want Brookfield to find out it was me that stole the sunflower.
Stop!
I'm sorry. Sunflower?
Is that not what you're on about?
No. I'm investigating the fruit pies. Although I'd very much like you to explain...
See, the thing is, Linda, I was...
Jazza snuck Rosie's sunflower into the hall. He had nothing to do with the table collapsing, though.
Now, honest to God, the pies were already all aflare.
Yes, that may be so. It still doesn't excuse such duplicitous behaviour. And now, thanks to Jazza, my entire line of inquiry thus far has been led down the garden path. I no longer know which evidence pertains to the destruction of the pies and which to the smuggled sunflower.
Although you could look at it another way.
Dad?
Sorry, I couldn't help but overhear.
What do you mean, Jim?
It seems to me, having a witness inside the hall, like Jazza here, is very helpful. It narrows down the window in which the perpetrator could have acted. How did you get inside the hole, Jazza?
Through the kitchen. I was in the back the whole time.
So the perpetrator couldn't have escaped that way. Nor did they come out the front of the hole.
No.
Which leads me to one conclusion. The perpetrator must have been inside the village hall the whole time.
The whole time? I see. That's very astute of you, Jim.
They don't call him the Prof for nothing.
They most certainly don't.
Thank goodness you're back. Perhaps you'd be willing to assist me in the next phase of my investigation?
Oh, OK, so remind me what's in this again.
Seitan, sauerkraut, vegan cheese and Russian dressing. Mm-hmm. It's basically a meat and dairy-free Reuben sandwich. Go on, try it.
OK, all right. Mm-hmm.
And don't lie, I want your honest opinion. Well?
Love it. It's delicious.
Whoa, really?
Really. Oh. It's tangy.
Yeah.
And juicy. It's, Oh, if the rest of the samples are like this, you're going to blow them away.
Yeah. Oh. What if I do?
How do you mean?
Well, what if I do win the contract? I'm going to be even more hard at it than I am now. I'm going to need your support, which means we might need to think about your work, too.
It's funny you should say that.
I know you're finding things tough right now, Harrison.
Yeah, I am.
And this ain't about forcing you into anything. Please don't feel like that.
I don't, no.
But if I do get the cafe, I might need you to go back to working full time.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be forever. It's just while I'm getting set up.
No, right, yeah, of course.
It's just that I wouldn't be earning very much, if anything. And I don't see how we'd manage on your part-time salary.
No, no.
It would only be for a year or so, and imagine if it's a success. They're going to be rolling these charging stations out everywhere.
Right.
If I managed to nail the concept here, I could have a chain. I know, I'm getting ahead of myself. But the more I've been imagining it in my head... And I need a fresh start, Harrison. I need to get away from Bridge Farm.
I know.
It was such a mistake becoming an employee. Look, I mean, who say it will happen, but if it does, would you be willing to go full-time? I mean, if it's a no, just tell me.
What, and stand in the way of your dream? Oh, it's fine, love. Of course I'll go back full-time.